Yo, welcome to the Hallway Podcast, where we have real people with real struggles, and this will be a place where real conversation take place. I'm the host, Cliff, and today we don't have a guest. Today we have, man, the co-creator and the producer of the podcast, and I'm just so happy that I get to interview him, Mr. Lee Swanson. Trailer.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
So
happy to be here, man.
Let me just say this, Mr. Trailer. So I met your brother Swanson.
Yes, sir.
I did not know y'all had the same name.
Yes, sir.
So that's your middle name.
It's an old family name. It's okay. My mother's maiden name, the Swanson family. So that name definitely near and dear to a lot of people. It's a very large family. My mother's one of 11 children.
And can we shout your mama out?
Absolutely. Grace Trailer, JISD communications director.
What is her job? Like, can you?
It's varied. There's a lot of it for sure. On paper, largely dealing with communications for the district, be that within the district or outside of the district. In practice, that entails everything from putting out a statement for the district when something happens that the community needs to know about, to running the website, to interfacing with tons of groups and people at every single campus. So she stays very busy, and she has a big job,
right,
and does a great job. So
right,
for sure.
Yeah, well, shout out Miss Grace Trailer. That's right. So, Mr. Trailer, you know the tradition. You've been here.
I've seen it once or twice.
Right. So, my question is this: who do you think had the best so far?
You know, I think they've all done a great job. I need to start there. You know, I'm guessing it's not the easiest thing in the world to do it, to say yo, yo, yo on command.
Right.
I'm going to have to go with Wink Wink. I think I think he beat Miss Alderetti.
For real? So, you know, Miss Alderetti bid like the crown champ.
Well, I think Wink Wink maybe took the throne with the last one. So I know he's the latest one, and I don't think it's recency bias. I think he did the best.
Right. So, you know, now you got to top Wink Wink.
I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
You know, I hate to do it, but I'm a competitive guy, so I'll put it out there for sure.
So normally you count down for me, which I really love that because, I don't know, it's just comfortable hearing your voice before. Right. So I'm going to count down for you.
Let's do it.
All right? So yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Yo, yo, yo.
Okay, let me just say this. You probably got Wink Wink.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know. Wink Wink's going to be hard to top, but yeah, man, I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah,
really.
I'm happy that we're back. It's been a month since
it has been recorded. A lot of changes.
Right.
I mean, I assume we're going to talk about that.
Right.
Looks a little different around here.
I know, and I'm loving the set. And
yeah.
I just want to say thank you because you did all of this.
We had a community member that, and I don't want to step on your toes. I'm sure you're going to, you know, say all of this, but it wasn't me. You know, this was definitely all thanks to our community member that, you know, wants to remain anonymous doesn't want to, you know, seek a ton of credit for it. But, just a singular community member donated the money for the podcast set.
And I appreciate him because, man, you know, we're going to talk about this later in the show. Man, just the fact that he believed in what we're doing,
I
think that is great. And I think the buy-in we're starting to see from the community and even like the school, like
the students,
the co-workers we work with, I think the buy-in is there. And so he did want us to read a verse.
He did.
You know, like you said, he wanted us to keep him anonymous and we're going to respect his wishes, but he did want us to read this verse, which is Matthew 6:1-6. And let me just say this verse, you know, this podcast really started in a secret place, and this verse speaks to that. So Matthew 6:1-6 starts with, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." And it's just cool how, for me and my faith and my walk with God, how God just worked, because, you know, it's cool. Like, we didn't tell him to choose that verse. He wanted to choose this verse. And it just connects well to how this podcast was started. You know, I was in my secret place praying to God. And then next thing you know, I just, you know, I'm still trying to learn God's voice from my own thoughts. And next thing you know, I just get a thought in my head, start a podcast. And I was like, huh? Me? What? And he was like, yeah, and call it The Hallway. And I was like, huh? Again? And then so I'm thinking like, well, God, I have no YouTube experience. I have no channel. And then I'm on my TV and I see JSD. And he says, well, started with JSD Live. And I'm like, okay. And then this is where I got to shout out Officer Pope. And that's when he was like, yeah, you know, I shared to him like my vision, my dream, and, you know, what God shared with me. And he was like, well, go talk to Mr. Trailer. And then that's where you come into the, you know, story. Yeah, where. Sure.
And for further context for anybody watching, that's almost been a year, you know, since that the kind of genesis of this idea. And after that, you and I talked and really, you know, really put in some time and effort to try to make this as good as possible.
Right, right.
And so I've really, really enjoyed this process.
Right.
And I'm assuming we're going to talk about that some. So
right.
I want to save some for our conversation, but it's no secret that I'm a busy guy.
Right.
And, you know, adding something of this scale, you know, just in the middle of the school year,
right,
it is certainly daunting, but it is from the very beginning something that I definitely 100% look forward to. It is not yet for a second been something that I'm unhappy that I have to work on. It's always been the opposite of that, of just, man, I can't wait till we get back to where we're recording another episode and I'm editing another episode and we're talking about, you know, who would be good to have on next. It's one of those things that it's really easy to say yes to.
Right.
It's going to be more work, but good work.
And you already took my first question first.
Okay,
of all,
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I want to just say this to the audience, man. Going back to that verse, man, you know, I think everybody wants to be in front of the camera, but people don't realize that, man, you know, I've been doing this before we got on camera. You know,
yeah, for sure.
You know, the conversations I had with, you know, I call the guys I mentor my little bros, and now I got my young, I call them young bulls now. But man, you know, God does see everything, and sometimes, you know, we want to get the glory right away. That's why I love our theme song. You know, he said, "Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I dreamed of glory."
Right.
You know, like everybody dreams of glory.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
But nobody wants to put in the work. And sometimes the work happens when the camera is not
on. Absolutely. I think the vast majority of it does.
Right.
You know, when you and I sit down and record this today, it's going to be an hour.
Right.
But we each have spent multiple hours leading up to this moment to make sure it's as good as possible.
Right.
And I think that's an incredibly valuable lesson for students. Certainly, you know, I have three sons, and certainly that's very near the top of the lessons that I want them to learn from me and from their mother, that it doesn't matter if anyone's watching. If you can do a good job, you should.
Right.
It is.
That's a word.
It is just. It is the right thing to do, and simultaneously will lead to whatever results you want. At least it will give you the best chance that you can control.
Right.
It is. It is certainly the most valuable lesson I believe any young person could learn. To just, if you can do a good job, you should.
Right.
Just that responsibility of don't do a poor job.
Right.
Don't do less than what you can.
Right. Because once again, people is watching, but most importantly, our God is watching. So this episode is going to look a lot different.
It is.
Because normally
it's going to look a little bit like this.
Right. Because normally I interview people.
Yeah.
And see, people don't realize this. They don't know the questions I'm going to ask. I just send out a form, and I kind of get to know them a little bit better with that form. And you know, I come up with the questions. And so they don't know the questions. They be asking for the questions. Sure. And I tell them no, because it's not no fun.
And now you get a little bit of taste.
And now I get a little taste. So yeah. Just to let y'all know, we're going to both be interviewing each other. And so I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I've been
so
ready.
So the bell ringer.
Okay.
Man, you already kind of answer it, but.
Yeah, well, I can expand on it, whatever
so,
it is.
What made you say yes to doing the Hallways podcast?
I think, and I don't want to go, you know, too far into this, but when I moved from math to audio video production, so for context, for the first 8 years of teaching, I taught math.
Right.
And a lot of that was, I ended up, you know, eventually teaching AP statistics, and I always had some Algebra 1 in there, but the role that I always enjoyed the most was for the vast majority of those 8 years, I was very, very involved in our response to recovery for the tax test and then eventually the STAR test. So students that could not pass the math portion of the state mandated test. And so I'd work with those students every single year with the singular goal of hey, you can't graduate without this test, so we're going to work together and get past
right.
it. And so when a student does that, meaning they have spent the entirety of their life believing they cannot do math, and then they've tried to pass this one math test multiple times and can't do it, and so largely feel that their belief was vindicated,
right.
that I can't do this.
Right.
And then I show up and work with them, and they pass it, like that selfishly feels good. Like you just feel like you're the best in the world. Like
nobody
else could do this,
right.
and I did it, you know? And so the intrinsic value of that job for the first 8 years of my teaching career, I never had to search for meaning in my job. It was every day. This kid can't graduate without this test,
right.
and I'm going to help them pass it. And then after being, I didn't want to leave math. I was good at math and enjoyed it. And I know that sounds crazy.
I know, because everybody hates math.
But Karen Kabar, who was our principal at the time, really wanted to grow this program, the audio video production program, and kind of had a vision for it and a plan for it, and really sold me on it. And it took a few weeks. It took some talking. But she was a former math teacher herself. So the chance that she took on me to move to this job was, I mean, really, really wild in retrospect that she had that kind of belief. All of this to say, I moved from that level of intrinsic meaning in my job to teaching audio video production all day. And for a couple of years, the first probably 2, maybe 3 years that I taught over here, I really, really struggled with what is the meaning in this? And what I eventually settled on were two things that have really proven out over the 10 years that I've been doing this job. The first of those is I can provide a place that is welcoming for every student.
Right.
And for the student that doesn't have their thing at Jacksonville High School, this can be that for them.
Right.
So I have a ton of students who aren't in the band, who aren't in athletics, who don't have their niche at JHS just at this age. And that is so hard when like you don't have your group and your people and people that are just going through the same experiences. And this program has really become that for a lot of students. And I have plenty of students that are in the band and that are in athletics, but I also have a core group of students who this is their band.
Right.
This is their athletics, and this is their group of people.
And can I add, because
sure.
like I said last episode, I believe joining something in high school is important.
It is so important.
Right.
To find not just what you like and like a career path. Those are great, and certainly those are important. But those come after just finding where you fit socially on the priority list. In my mind, it is so hard to go through high school alone,
right?
And this program has, I've really, really tried to make it welcoming for every single student, so that those that don't have their place, this can be their place.
And, you know, I get to stop by your class a lot because we, it's times we talk about the podcast
right
here while we're both doing a job.
And we share some students.
Right, exactly.
So you got to check up on those.
Right. And so you do, like, when you do something that's cool, like, once you get into the class, you do, like, it's music.
Yeah,
is,
yeah, it's
cool. Do you want to explain it? Because
I will, yeah. I'm going to finish up my other thought because I feel like I've already kind of gone off the rails, and I'm going to bring it back, and then I will explain what you're talking about. So don't let me forget that.
Yes, sir.
But then the second aspect, I mentioned there are two things that I think really I kind of cling to for meaning in my current job, teaching audio video production at Jacksonville High School. The first is providing a place for students to feel welcomed. And then the second is showing off aspects of our district that I think people need to see.
Right.
I still believe today in 2025 that people in Jacksonville and in the surrounding communities have an incorrect view of Jacksonville Independent School District.
Right.
And the view that they have of it is much more negative than what it actually is.
Preach.
And so my classes, audio video production, I've tried to, over the past 10 years, really lean into, if we can show off the aspects of this school district that will combat that viewpoint of people, we should.
Right.
That's another responsibility thing. Like, if I can do that, I should do that. And so we really, really jump at those opportunities. I personally really jump at those opportunities. So the long and winding answer to your question of why I agree to do this podcast when I'm super busy is because this is like a condensed version of that. We can talk about kids that are maybe the kid that, if you're walking around in the community and you don't have any real direct connection to Jacksonville High School, but you live here, maybe you have a certain thing in your brain about that kid,
right,
the stereotypical kid that struggles. And if we can show that person a kid's story, it's impossible. It's impossible to watch back and watch Elijah Winkley talk about his story and not root for that kid.
Right. Right.
And so that's why it's so easy to say yes to something like this. Is it's an opportunity to, as often as we can, just get more of that out there into the community.
And I like that you said like belief, because belief changed everything for a person. It can change everything for a person. And you know, I think it's two things that I believe people want in life. I think they want love. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants to be loved by somebody, you know, whether it's a parent or somebody they want to marry or somebody they are interested in or just friends. They want love. And then I think the second thing that people want is somebody to believe in them. And I honestly believe that, you know, when you have like you saying yes to this, I was like, man, first of all, I was, you know, going back and forth deciding, okay, is this all me or this is God? And so when you say yes, I was like, okay, it changed my belief. Like, okay, maybe this is from God. But then starting to see, I remember that one time we ran into each other in Walmart. And little did you know, I was doubting myself. And I want to shout out Kai, Kennedy, Isaiah Hamilton, because this summer they heard me talk about this podcast all summer. And, you know, I started doubting myself because we didn't communicate over the summer.
For sure.
And so I was like, man, God, I think this is from me and not from you. And then I'm telling him this. And then next thing you know, I just get a feeling just to run Walmart. And that's when I see you and I think James was in Walmart. And shout out James. And and you said, I'm still working on the podcast. And, you know, we'll talk when we get back to school. It was something like that. And
yeah.
I walked away and I just rested the whole July because that was God like telling me, like, Cliff, I believe in you. I put this, you know, for you. And so, you know, that's why I think working in Oasis, I love it, because these are kids that don't believe in themselves. You know, people kind of, you know, and I'm not saying people here at Jacksonville High School, but people prior to Jacksonville High School probably threw them away. You know, are they, you know, make
them? Yeah, I mean, I think that's really easy to see. You know? And especially if you don't have direct contact with students in 2025.
Right.
Like if you don't teach, it is so easy to just say, man, kids these days are just worse than they've ever been, or like, look at this example of this negative thing that happened. Right. It's so easy to latch onto those thoughts without direct contact.
Right.
But with direct contact, like working with students every single day and seeing how hard people work at Jacksonville High School, and I'm sure at every, you know, at most schools around the nation, like it's just kind of a confusing thing to hear,
right,
that, man, like kids are so bad and all these bad things are happening, because I'm here every single day.
Right.
And I'm here a lot.
Right.
And, you know,
right,
like I'm here.
We're going to talk about that.
More than 8 to 4. And I'm continually impressed by kids these days.
Right.
I mean, I think about what I was at their age with every single advantage I could have had.
Right.
You know, my parents were incredibly supportive and my teachers were incredibly supportive. I had everything I could have asked for and still did not do a good as job as most of them do today.
Right.
Like we have incredible students, and certainly, they deserve better than just for people to walk around thinking that they're bad.
Right. And so that's why this podcast was also just so we can show the community that,
yeah,
man, just believe in these kids. Like they're going through a lot.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, and these are real people too.
For sure. And,
you know?
And that's a huge, huge aspect of it. I think this is not unique to Jacksonville, the community of Jacksonville, or any other. It's a prevailing thought, I think, amongst all humans, and it's been around for a long time. The idea that, oh man, the new generation is worse than the previous one.
Right.
Larry Richmond, who's probably my closest friend outside of school and someone I taught with for a long time, was fond of bringing up the fact that, I believe it was Plato, there's a writing from like the Greek philosopher Plato from a thousand years ago, essentially doing the same thing, complaining about the upcoming generation,
right,
about how they don't respect their teachers and all of this thing. So we have just done that forever.
Right.
It's an easy trap to fall into,
right,
but the salve for that, the medication, I think, is just seeing the kids,
right,
and experiencing what they experience.
So that leads me to my question. So when someone believes in you, how does that change how you move through life or treat others?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's not quite a requirement, I think, because I have seen some fairly unique individuals, meaning students, over the years who just in incredibly difficult circumstances through their own just actions pull themselves out of it. But it is very nearly a requirement to have someone believe in you to do anything. And unless you are a singularly impressive human, someone just, I mean, 1,000 times more capable than I've ever thought about being, you just have to have it. And so having, just speaking to my own experience, I graduated from college, and for the last 2 years of my college experience, I kind of worked multiple jobs. We had a small business, meaning my family, here in town, and I worked there, and also was what was called a college tutor in the AVID program here at Jacksonville High School for the final 2 years. So with Terry Orr in her AVID classes, I would tutor math specifically while I was a college student. And she was hugely impactful in my life, because for those 2 years, even though I was just a college student doing this as a second job, she just treated me like a coworker and just kind of just decided that I was going to learn what it meant to be a teacher, and really went out of her way to really empower me that way. And a huge part of that was believing in me. And I went directly from her to, after I graduated and started working here as a teacher, I went directly from Terry Orr to Carol Cummins and Larry Richmond, who just were in the math department. Carol was the math department head, and Larry was a veteran teacher. Those are two of the best teachers I've ever witnessed, and I was lucky enough that that's what I started with.
Right.
And the two of them went out of their way to really pour into me and show me what I needed to do and critique me when they needed to and build me up when they needed to, again, because they believed in me. And so all of that still, like, it took me a long time right. to actually get decent at this job. So without that, there's absolutely zero chance right. that I would be doing any of this.
Because when somebody believe in you, you really do move a little different, knowing that you got somebody. I mean, like, the fact that we have somebody that just donated to us in a podcast that we only started, like, what, 2 months ago? It's like, wow. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It makes me like, okay, I'm ready for the next episode. I'm ready to get more student stories out there.
I think we all walk around with self-doubt.
Right.
And it's easy.
That's a word.
It's easy to look for things that kind of make that true.
Right.
You know, like, oh, this thing right. that I'm doubting,
that's
here's this sign that, you know, my doubt is correct.
Right.
And anytime there's someone that's just not you saying, hey, no, like, this idea is correct, like, you should do this thing, that can just really quickly make right. all that go away.
Yeah.
And so without that, it's tough. Yeah. I do need to go. I need to circle back before we have another question. We mentioned, I don't want to leave the people on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
We mentioned how I start my classes.
Oh yeah. That's I forgot. That's
and,
my fault.
No, you're good. So when I moved from math to here, in math, I always had a warm-up problem. We'd walk in the first 3 or 4 minutes of class, we were going to do a warm-up problem. And on Larry Richmond's advice, that was always a pretty tough question.
Right.
Like, we're gonna start with a question that's gonna require some thinking. And so we'd work through that together as a class. And that was in math. And then I came down here to audio video production and didn't really know what to do for
right.
a warm-up. And so what I settled on, and what has now become just absolutely foundational to my classes, is a thing that I call Stuff for Today,
right.
which is a PowerPoint that takes 3 to 4 minutes. But instead of a warm-up problem, it's just essentially reminders and notes about important events and about things they need to remember. And here's our production schedule. So our next recording is at this time.
Right.
Your next exam is at this time. Here's the lunch menu for today. It's all really boring information,
right.
but I present it in a way that is over the top, goofy, and fun.
Right.
So there's videos
right.
and flashing lights and music. And
you had a hot dog dance in that one point.
That's right. I play music out of my classroom door in between every single class period. And the point is, it's all smoke and mirrors.
Right.
Like, I am telling them boring information, but when you walk into my classroom every single day, it feels fun.
Right.
And so just starting with, instead of a really difficult problem, which is going to make us
not believe
think,
that we can do something.
Right.
Yeah.
But in math, I would start with a difficult problem,
right.
again, on Larry Richmond's advice, to just put them in the right headspace.
Right.
We're going to think hard. We're going to solve problems. In audio video production, we're going to work hard, but we're going to have fun.
Right.
And so it is a fun environment, and we certainly do work hard both in and out of class, but we have a good time.
Yeah. So are you ready for your first?
Yeah, let's do it.
Your first question?
We're going to definitely be bouncing back and forth,
right.
I think,
right.
talking about, you know, audio video production
right.
on my side and then Oasis on your side.
And
so,
how it all connects to what we're doing
yeah.
here.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Right.
So first, will you just kind of, in case anyone is unaware, what is Oasis at Jacksonville High School?
So Oasis is, we have students, like you saw Wink Wink in the previous episode. It's nothing wrong with them. And that's where I think, you know, a lot of students that are walking these halls, they think just because we have somebody checking in on, you know, I'm just going to use Wink Wink because, you know.
Yeah, he's been on the podcast.
He's been on the podcast.
He's talked about his experience.
Right. You know, they think it's something wrong with him, or he's, you know, considered sped. And
sure.
it's not that. It's just Wink Wink, like he said, in his episode, you know, he struggles with anger, and he don't know how to regulate his anger sometimes. Sure. He don't know how to bring, come from zero, he goes to a, 0 to 100 real quick,
right.
But he don't know how to get down to back to a reasonable number for him to be angry. So Oasis is just, you know, it's just extra help where I'm just helping them, you know, shift through their emotions or, you know, whatever got them upset that day. I'm just walking them through it, giving them. And now, you know, what God has taught me is you can't really force nobody. Like, you know, man, that you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Man, that really has just been my where life has just took me now. Like, I don't want to force nobody to do anything.
Yeah, for sure.
So I just, you know, how I calm them down, you know, because like I said, Oasis is help to just get them back into the classroom, but also help them regulate, you know, or go through their emotions, help them through their emotions. Like I said, I just tell them, like, hey, you can do X, Y, Z, or you can do this. But both of them, one's going to lead you down the right path, and one's going to lead you down a path that's going to lead to consequences.
Yeah.
And look, regardless, whatever you choose, you know, I'm going to love you.
Right.
And I'm going to be there.
Right.
But you got to walk through this yourself. And so it's just helping them walk through life.
Sure. And being that person that believes in
them. Right. Being that person that believes in them, but also making them, you know, like I say, if you're angry, man, is it really, are you really mad because the teacher told you to put your, like, just because they told you to wake up, you're mad. Yeah. Bro, what's the rules? You ain't supposed to be sleeping.
Yeah.
Right. So if you want to sleep, sleep. You know, I'm going to love you. You're going to be, I tell them all the time, I give them like the cons, like, hey, you're going to be behind in your grades. You know, you're going to miss out on some important notes. But at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
And it's just like that's how I changed Oasis into just making it what's the word? Like, not, I don't know. It's just giving them options.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, first of all, I think that is largely probably the most important teaching that occurs
right
here at the high school. If you're a kid that doesn't know how to do Algebra 2, you know, that is largely something you can just kind of get through life without. You know,
I'll
pick a career that doesn't involve a lot of math, for example. But if your struggle in high school is how to regulate your anger, that's something that is going to be really difficult for you for the rest of your life.
Right.
So if you can learn that here in a safe environment, I mean, what an incredibly important thing to teach someone.
Right.
You know, so I know we have a lot of classrooms and a lot of subjects. I think when a kid is successful in Oasis, that is just truly valuable.
Right.
Which brings me to this question. What does success look like for a student in Oasis? I know what success looks like in math and audio video production, as you know, just from my experience in math, you didn't know how to do this problem, and now you know how to do it. In AV, you didn't know how to do this thing with a camera. Now you know how to do it. But for a program like Oasis, what does success look like for that type of student?
So success look like, man, if you can get through a whole day, you know, like perfect, like, and I do like air quotes with perfect because, you know, things are just going to come up, you know. But if you can, you know, so success look like, to answer your question, if they can get through a day with no problems.
Right.
But if a problem do occur, how do you act?
If they react appropriately.
You're right. And that's where, you know, like if a teacher does wake you up and, you know, are you going to cuss the teacher out because they told you to wake up and do your work? Or are you just going to wake up and do your work? That is what success looks like. And so it's pretty much how are you managing, you know,
your response
to a situation that you don't like.
Gotcha.
So does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely it does.
But, you know, also, you know, so as we transition, you know, also doing this podcast and working with Oasis and seeing what you do, you know, what I learned and what God has kind of taught me with this whole process, and even the Oasis process, is, man, every detail matters. And everything matters of how you present something, how you do things, how you lead something. Every detail matters. And it almost made me like, you know, like for people that don't think that this world was created by somebody, it's just like, I just where God has taken me while doing this interview, like with you, it's just like, wow. Like as I'm listening to you talk, I'm like, wow, like, when God created this world, every detail matters. Like nothing overtakes anything.
Sure.
Like we can't have too much water, but we can't have less water. We can't have too much heat, and we can't have less heat.
Right. You got to be in balance.
You got to be balanced. And so, but it's just also the details, you know, that God did with the world. And so with this podcast, every detail matters with what guests we're going to get, you know. When we did the theme song, you know, which was really cool, like, you know, how the theme song became the theme song was, I was going to college, and college is my getaway. That's my time with God.
Right.
It's 4 hours away from Jacksonville. So the first hour, I'm not listening to no music. I'm just trying to connect with God, hear from God. And one day, you know, I was listening to Hamilton. I listened to Hamilton like on the way up to college sometimes. Call me lame,
not at all.
And that song, you know, Who Tells Your Story came on, and I was just like,
it's perfect.
I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
And now so many of the students are like, Cliff, like, that song just goes so hard. And but I was just thinking about the words, because you know, doing this, I'm very a perfection, like I like things to be perfect.
Yeah.
And what something that you have kind of taught me, and I think God is starting to reveal in my life, is everything is not going to go the way you want it to go.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely, I think, a fine line to walk between being a perfectionist and also recognizing that authenticity is good.
Right.
And authenticity oftentimes means not perfect.
Right. And that's what I struggle with. And so Miss Alderetti's interview, remember we did that, we always do the edits and cuts, and I had about like 20 edits, like 20, and you pulled me to the side and was like, and because I'm looking at details,
just for context, so that they know exactly what we're talking about, after we record each episode, I cut together a rough edit of it and send it to the person that's on the episode and to you, just for feedback, like, hey, is this kind of looking how we want it to look?
Right.
And your response to that email for Miss Alderetti's episode, I think in a vacuum was probably, you know, just kind of what you would expect. But for some reason, just struck me as you were being overly critical of yourself.
Right.
And so my response to that was just the next day, like, came and found you and just said, like, hey, I appreciate that you're looking for things to improve, but you're not the thing to improve on this podcast.
And can we just
want to see the real, the point of the podcast is to show off good things about JISD, and Cliff Neely is one of the good things about JISD. Not this like edited, like perfect version of Cliff Neely. Like, we want to see you stumble over your words sometimes. That's okay.
And I'm gonna do that a lot. I'm gonna do that a lot.
I do that as well. So I think it's important for both of us to keep each other grounded, which we've done for the better part of a year now.
Right. And can we backtrack a little? Because remember when I first came to you, I didn't even want to be the host. Remember?
I do, yes.
Remember?
Yeah. I was pretty insistent at first, you know, pretty early on that it needed to be.
Yeah, and you know, one of my insecurities and one of my struggles is, you know, I kind of don't, like, I know I stumble over words. I know sometimes my grammar, like, so if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to sometimes hear poor grammar, and you're going to hear me stumble over my words. You're going to hear me mess up. And, you know, that's why I didn't want to be a host. But when you told me, it was like, Cliff, I really think you should be the host, because you was like, the students love you here, first of all.
Yeah, and my reasoning, and I'm not always right. I was right about this next thing, though. My reasoning was that the skills that make you good at your job in Oasis are also going to make you good at this job.
Yeah, appreciate
and
that.
They definitely do. Having difficult conversations, asking difficult questions in a way that is not combative, that people are willing to talk to you, like that's just what we want.
Right.
And so that to me was a very natural thing.
And that's why you deserve the producer cap. But that leads me to my question, because the logo, I love our logo. And
oh,
you did
that.
And that was all you once
Correct,
again.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, because when you was doing, because once again, going back to every details, what made you create, like,
yeah,
what was your
sure.
thoughts behind the logo?
Yeah. So first of all, I think you and I are very similar in that we are definitely both detail oriented. And that I think has kind of bled over into this
right.
project where, I think a lot of people, if I were working with them, I wouldn't burden them with, like, hey, I have this idea about
right.
this very tiny thing that probably doesn't matter,
right.
but I think it's a cool idea.
Right.
But you and I talk about that, all the way down to the books that we have on the table
right.
that have meaning to us. So for the logo, you and I had originally talked about an idea of an isometric logo.
Yeah, and shout out Miss Farm.
Yeah, exactly. So every year the art classes do isometric drawings using painter's tape in the hallways. And we talked about kind of using that style to come up with a logo. And so I have a folder of drawings in that style, trying to land on what I thought was the correct one. And then I just, for some reason, kind of pivoted to, I'm just going to play around with the letter H
right.
and kind of like start playing around with what that could be. And that led me to the kind of maze,
yeah.
you know,
and
that just really made sense to me that we're definitely all kind of going through that wherever you are in life.
Right.
You know, you're definitely trying to find the right path.
Right.
And especially for our students that we talk
right.
to up here. And the hallways can definitely be a maze that you've got to navigate. So.
And just the H that looked like a school. Like,
yeah,
like when you look at the H, it's like, wow, that looked like a school. Like,
yeah.
you could, if you want, you could make it like a school.
Yeah. So, it's definitely a simple logo, but one that...
It has meaning behind it. Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
because,
sure.
like I said, the maze around the H,
yeah.
Mr. Trailer, that was tough.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, but you got
I
your
got
question?
You. Yeah, let's do it. So we've talked about some of these before, but your job... I think all teachers have a difficult job.
Right.
It's a tough job, especially in 2025. It's drastically different than it was when I first started teaching. But I think your job, most people would hear the job description of it and think that that's a tough job.
Right.
So how do you go to a job every day that is just guaranteed to be difficult emotionally, just all around a difficult job? How do you do that every day and remain steadfastly positive?
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen you not positive,
right.
Cliff.
Well,
so how do those two things coexist? Your job is one of the toughest jobs that I know of, and you do it every day, and you are simultaneously right. incredibly hopeful and positive.
Well, everything just go back to my faith. I'm difficult, you know. I'm difficult to, man. I put Jesus on the cross. I was not there, but I put him on the cross because of my sins. So think about how difficult I am to the God I love, and how in his ministry, man, he was, you know, because I want my ministry to imitate Jesus' ministry. You know, I don't want to be Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. You know, I think that's what's wrong with the world right now. We got a lot of people that want to be Jesus instead of trying to be like him. But, you know, in his ministry, he went up to broken people all the time. And, you know, last time I checked, we're all broken. You know, I'm broken. You're broken.
Sure.
These students that we walk with, our co-workers that we work with, they're broken too, and we're all struggling. And so seeing, reading the Bible and seeing how Jesus is ministering to broken people, and how, man, you know, besides the Pharisees, man, he went up to people with just a positive attitude. Do you want to get well?
Right.
If that person would have said no, I think Jesus would have just been okay with him saying no. You know, but if you want to get well, well, let me help you get well. And so, you know, that's just how I approach Oasis. I just, do you want help? If they don't want help, I'm not about to, like,
yeah,
I'm no longer in the business of forcing somebody to go. It's almost like the push and pull. You know, why I'm pushing you to go places that I believe that you can go, but you're pulling, where are we going to go? We ain't gonna go nowhere, because I'm pushing and you're pulling.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna go nowhere. And that's just how I stay positive. Just knowing that at the end of the day, I gotta make, you know, I'm difficult first of all when it comes to, you know, my relationship with God. But God still loves me regardless. Even, you know, He loves me so much He died for me in my me being difficult.
So humility is a big part of philosophy going through.
Right.
Life.
I put my I really do, because I think the world got to start putting, if the world wants to be a better place, we got to start putting our feet in other people's shoes.
Empathy is
right,
so incredible. And you know, that's probably a much more articulate and accurate way to put kind of what I was trying to say earlier when we were talking about, you know, people having a wrong view of students today. Empathy, man, like just, it is incredible the number of stories that you run into as a teacher where just students are going through really difficult things. Not difficult for a student, just difficult lives a lot of our students lead. And it just immediately makes the conversation different around student behavior when you know what a student is going through. And that's why I'm so incredibly proud and thankful of someone like Elijah Winkley to come on and tell his story, where I'm sure some of his teachers from the past who have seen some of his misbehavior learned something about him if they watched that episode, where it's just so easy to fall into the trap of like, man, can't you just like behave like you're supposed to? Can't you just, quote unquote, do the right thing? And you hear why some students are carrying anger around and why they're misbehaving. And it's just so incredibly important to be empathetic to people.
And the cool thing about my Oasis kids, our students, is, and, you know, I know this is going to sound weird, but my Oasis students are my babies. Like, I love them a lot.
No, that doesn't sound weird at all, man.
Like, man, I call them, those are my little bros. Those are my, you know, we got one girl. Shout out Janisha Tilly, man, that's my little sis. I love her a lot. But a lot of them don't, like, I was them at one point. I was in the art, like, I was a sped kid myself. Mm-hmm. I had art meetings, you know, and I tell them all the time, like, look at what God has done with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working on my master's degree.
Yeah.
When I didn't think, when I was your age, that I can even go to college.
Well,
because of what, you know, I've been through. You know, so, you know, I just, like I said, I've been where they are, you know, I know they feel different because I felt different.
Yeah.
And so that's where you show.
It's also a credit to you. Right. You know, like you've done incredibly well.
Thank you. And so let's move on.
Let's do it.
So since we've been talking about our jobs, man, the biggest thing that I learned with doing this podcast is we have to balance.
Balance is important.
Right. It's times where, like, we have to, like, it's almost feel like I'm sneaking doing this interview.
For sure.
Because, like, you know, people don't know this. Our first episode with Ben, man, I was outside, you know, dealing with another student.
Yeah.
One of my students.
And we've talked about this before. Your job's going to come first.
Right.
If we're in the middle of an interview and there's an emergency, you're going to stand up and walk out, and that's okay. And that happened as we were walking into the room for our first episode.
Right.
So,
which is cool, but, you know, balance is something that I think we got to do good as people. We don't do great as balancing our life, especially like self-care. Like, I make sure my self-care is like day one.
And you make sure mine is as well.
Right.
Every single time we talk, you ask me.
Because it's important. Because
it is.
You have the more, like, my job is hard, but you have a busy job. You have a lot of projects that you're doing. You got the JSD Live football games.
Yeah, I mean, I think your job is harder than mine, for sure. But just in terms of the hours, yeah, for sure. I definitely put in a lot of hours. Yeah. And that's by choice. That's not... I don't want anybody to hear that and think, like, oh, he's complaining right. about the number of hours that he works. Right. I enjoy my job, and I am very busy, but right. it's a good busy,
right.
for sure.
Right.
And if I didn't enjoy my job, I wouldn't put in the hours
right.
that I do.
Yeah, and it goes back to, like, everything we do, we needs to have some type of balance.
For sure.
And so how do you balance everything? Like, you know, the football games, the classroom, the lesson plans, the grading, yeah, the podcast. Like, how do you balance everything?
I will say I'm definitely better at it now when I'm 38 years old right. than I was at 25 right. or 23 or anything like that. So I've definitely gotten better at it, to where now, like, this week is a good example. It's senior night right. this week, so we have our last varsity football game, which means there's just, in addition to a varsity football game, which takes up a ton of time for me, not just the game. I don't mean, like, oh, I have to go work at the game, which I do. Right. I mean the week preceding that game, there is a ton of work that has to be done outside of my normal job
right.
to prepare for that Friday night. And then on top of all of that, it's senior night, so there's a ton of extra right. on top. We have like 200 kids that are going to be recognized mm-hmm. pregame. And all of that just has to be organized to run smoothly. And in addition to that, we've recorded two episodes of the right. podcast this week.
Right.
We recorded Inside the Huddle yesterday. We just have a ton
right.
this week that directly involves work from me.
Right.
And I think if I were younger, I would just be much closer to, like, this
right.
is impossible.
Right.
I can't record multiple hour-long episodes of a podcast and record a sports show
right.
and do all of this work for the football game and have everything ready right. for the football game. And then, on top of all of that, teach all of my classes.
Right, right, right.
And make sure that, you know, my
right.
actual job,
right.
make sure that goes well. But I've gotten to the point where, like, no, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be good.
And that's why
I'm
sorry.
Like, it's, no, just, that's where my headspace has gotten to when it comes to my job. But when you ask about balance, like, I also have a family. You know,
yeah,
I have a wife. I have three boys.
Right. And they're all doing things.
They are.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that has also gotten easier just because our oldest is now a sophomore mm. in high school. I have him in class. So, he's there every single day, and my wife works here.
Right.
My wife's the associate principal here at the high school, Sarah Traylor. And so a big part of balance for me is taken care of because my family is
right.
also just intertwined with
right.
JISD.
Yeah.
My wife and I oftentimes work in this Maida Bowl at the same time
right.
when she's, you know, on duty as a administrator for whatever event, and my kids are there, and for sure this place is definitely a second home
right.
for my family.
Right, so. Right. And, you know, I understand that because last year I tried to balance so much. You know, I was a first-year teacher, then I was a first-year coach.
Yeah.
Then I was in college, and then, you know, I had life. Was
and,
life in it.
And people do not understand what first-year teacher and
right.
first-year coach, like, feels like or
right.
looks like. That is incredibly difficult
yeah.
to do.
And that's why I'm happy we will have Patrick Clare on.
We will.
To,
yeah.
You
and,
know.
And he's one who just, in addition to being a first-year teacher and being a first-year coach, he really means it when he says like he's trying to do a good job at both of those, which makes it even harder. Like you're trying to be a great classroom teacher at the same time that he's, you know, like inputting game footage at 2 a.m. in the field house after a varsity football game.
And not getting home, and then it has to be up here.
And then it has to be right back, you know, at the field house the next morning at 7. Like, just people don't understand the amount of work, you know, for especially our first-year teachers and first-year coaches, where you're learning everything as it's happening, you know.
So to tie this podcast, you know, in a nice little present to give to our audience, you know, I think our main mission, and, you know, you can disagree if you want to, I think our main mission is to show people that we're all in this together.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, you know, I think we think we, you know, the world is so divided already. And I think we think, you know, the foundation of this podcast comes from Ephesians 6:12. That, you know, the battle is not between flesh and blood. It's not between me and you. It's between things that we don't even see. We don't even know, you know, that is going on, that's taking place. And so, you know, I think last year seeing a student of mine go through life and seeing how the students didn't rally around him and seeing him walk this hallway alone, you know, it made me realize, like, dang, I think people think, you know, and then he's having the thoughts like, man, maybe I don't have nobody, you know, and it goes back to that whole nobody believes in him and this and that. And I mean, I just wanted to create something that shows that we're all in this together, and we're all bleed the same blood red, the same color blood red. And I don't know, I just think, do you agree? Do you think that's...
Absolutely, I agree. I mean, I think maybe thinking about it in terms of, you know, every now and then you hear some story about the belief that teachers like have an agenda. They're going to like try to change a student's political opinions, for example. To me, that is just, that is a story made up by someone that has never taught before. To think that I would go through my day, or anybody that I work with would go through their day and think, man, I really got to like change the way these kids think about, like, I got to make them a Democrat or make them a Republican. Preach. Like, man, we're just all trying to do a good job in our job. Like, everybody I've ever taught with, like, that's as far as it goes. Yeah. It is truly about, like, this job is really hard, really hard every day. And like just trying to serve people, trying to serve students and other teachers that you work with, and just doing a good job.
And I think that's the cool thing about working as the Oasis teacher. I'm connected to everybody. I'm connected to the math department, the English department, the CTE department, the art, you know, department. I'm connected with the administrators, you know. I'm connected to everybody. And all the conversations I had with teachers, it's never like, oh, how can I make your student more mad?
Yeah.
You know, or how can I make him angry today? It's more like, what can I do to help
him? How can I help?
Right. Like, you know, and, you know, for our students, if you think these teachers are going to sleep today, like, yes, today I made so-and-so mad. Man, I feel good about myself.
It is just...
No, and if you think they're waking up saying, like, man, today, how could I make so-and-so bad? No, like, you know, like, for our students, I want you to know that you really do have teachers here at Jacksonville High School that really do care about you, that really do love you, and really want the best for you. And like something I stand on in Oasis is, I don't care about the now. You might hate me now, but I'm looking down the line, down the road, when you are wearing that long blue captain gown, got the J on your head, and you're walking across that stage, and you find me, you hug me, you crying. I don't know if I'm gonna be crying, but I'm probably gonna be like, thank God.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm looking forward to that, not to now. And so, I mean, that's just the beautiful thing about this podcast, because like I said, after, you know, Wink Wink's video dropped, just seeing so many people rallied behind him.
Yeah.
You know, I had many people say, man, it inspired me to get on there and share my story. Man, I didn't know Wink Wink was going through that. I mean, that's what I wanted people to get from this podcast. And so, you know, before we go to our final thoughts, do you got a final question for me?
Yeah. Let me pick my favorite out of my note cards here.
And let me just say this too, while you pick a question, you know, like this podcast, like so many teachers and so many of our coworkers has pitched in that I want to shout out. Like the community challenge came from Jamie Browning.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. One day I'm in her office. She was like, man, y'all should at the end of each episode, y'all should do a community challenge where we challenge the community. I was like, I like that. Yeah. So I took it. And shout out Sheree. Sheree taught me that every good leader steals from other good leaders.
Yeah.
And so I stole that idea from Miss Browning. These cards that I'm holding, you know, they was created by Miss Dorman and Miss Woods.
Yeah.
And many more ideas. We got a student named Nathan, man, Crane, who gave me a bunch of ideas to, you know, he believes in this podcast. He's like, man, you need to get sponsors. You need this. You need to merch. Cool. Like,
yeah,
it's so many people that is buying in. And it's just cool to see, like, man.
It really is.
Like, this is really a gift to Jacksonville. Like, for me, I don't know how long I'm going to be in Jacksonville, you know, but for me, this is a gift for Jacksonville, because Jacksonville and Central Baptist and Kobe Duren and so many people at that church and so many people at this school, including you, has believed in me. And this is my way of telling y'all thank you. And like, the hallway will always be in Jacksonville, Texas.
Well, I really appreciate all your work, not just on this, but everything you do at JHS. I really love that people have kind of rallied around it. Right. You know, it's just, to me, it's just, this is one of those things that's pretty simple. It's powerful, but simple. Like, just put good out there.
Right.
And, like, good things will happen.
And like you told me, like, I need to be, you know, just be me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got that word this summer from a pastor, too. Like, before, he didn't even know. He was like, this year you need to be you.
Yeah.
And so, like I say, if you're going to hear some stuttering, you're going to hear poor grammar, but man, it ain't for everybody. So before we close up, your final question.
I got one for you. So we kind of talked about how, like, teaching in general is a stressful job. Your job is, I would think, can be incredibly stressful.
Right.
So do you have, and I don't know if you do, I'm taking a shot here, do you have kind of like a prescription, what you do at the end of a really stressful day that you could share with teachers? Like, hey, I go home and I listen to music, or I don't listen to music, or whatever. After a particularly stressful day, what do you do to decompress?
So I don't have no girlfriend. I don't have no kids. I don't have, you know, Jonathan James been trying to get me to get a dog for the longest.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, I should just go have a kid if that's the case.
Right.
But what I do is, you know, Miss already gave us a word last year in the beginning of the year. She gave us a light switch, and she said, when you leave this school, you need to turn it off. And so, man, when I leave this school, and keep in mind, I am I do mentor some of these students outside of school.
Yeah.
And so, man, for the first hour after work, I don't hang out with nobody. I'm just to myself.
Gotcha.
I love to clean. You know, I clean up. My house is so clean. Like, I clean it even more.
All right.
And because cleaning kind of relaxes my mind. Then I got jazz playing.
Okay.
You know, in the background, because jazz, you know, music, those words sometimes, you had a bad day, sometimes you could play something like pump and get you more pumped.
Yeah,
like, next time, tomorrow when I see that person, I'll make sure I'm going to go up to their bar day.
So some jazz.
Yeah,
some
jazz. And then just cleaning, and then just spending time with God. Honest truth, like, just, you know, thinking about the day, thinking about if I said anything wrong or if I did anything wrong, and, you know, okay, tomorrow when I see that kid, I need to go up to them and apologize.
Right.
And just plan through my day, and, you know, I think
that
gets me ready for tomorrow.
So some reflection.
Right.
And some cleaning
and some
jazz.
Man,
all right.
I tell you that.
I gotcha.
Hey, that's the perfect.
That's the perfect. Perfect recipe.
Right,
yeah.
right. And
okay.
So, as we close, man, my final thoughts is this, Mr. Trailer. First of all, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you,
man. I love you a lot.
Love you too, bud.
And man, I'm glad that we have created something in this community that is special. Like, this feels like this is, like, I don't think no other school is probably doing this.
Yeah, I mean, I think other schools have podcasts, but I think kind of the genesis of this one, meaning, like, we want to talk about the tough stuff.
Right.
You know, we don't want it to be a just puff piece every single time, and, like, it's just going to be, like, this sugar-coated view. Things are tough, and we want to talk about those things.
And so
I think that makes it different.
And I love that, you know, we're sticking with that real, real people, because we are walking these halls with real people, our coworkers to these students, with real struggles. And I love, you know, everybody, if you just realize that the next person you probably sit into is probably struggling, then I think you will understand that, man, once again, you're not in this world alone. Like, somebody's struggling too. Y'all might not be struggling through the same.
Everybody. I mean, I think a poor place to be mentally is to think or to say to students, like, just wait until you get to the real world.
Right.
Like, that I think is a fairly common and fairly bad perspective to have. Everyone has stress, and all of it is valid.
Yeah, like, our job is stress.
Your local accountant
has
stress. That's real stress to that person.
Right.
And the Secretary of State of the United States of America has stress. That's real stress to that person.
Right.
And every student walking around has stress. That's real stress to that person. And to devalue anyone's is wrong.
Right.
And you should not do that. And you certainly should not say it to that person, that just wait until your stresses matter, essentially.
But the problem is this, Mr. Trailer. The reason why we're not doing a good job, because we're not also having real conversations either. And that's why I love, you know, once again, we're sticking to that real, because the world is becoming faker by the day.
It is.
You know, especially with AI.
Yeah.
Like, you get on social media, you don't know what's real. And so, man, I guess, as I believe we're living in the end times and the end days, these are the last days, I'm just trying to hold on to that real. And I'm glad that we created something that feels real.
I think for sure. I'm certainly sensitive to the concerns about, you know, everything's becoming more fake and more fake and artificially perfect.
Right.
And so to have something that is just authentic and just a real conversation is very valuable, in my opinion.
And so, Mr. Trailer, I can't wait to continue keep doing this, man. And I pray, man, eventually, man, you know, somebody will sign us, or I don't know, but
if it
don't happen, man, I'm just happy it will stay local.
Listen, as many things as you want to create together, I'm right there with you.
We got a word for each other where this is the year where we just gonna do whatever, man.
That's
and so
we've got some ideas.
We it's in the work, more to come. We ain't gonna give it back. But Mr. Trailer, I want you to do the closing. I think it's only right if you do the closing.
Okay. All right. Well, do we need to do a community challenge before we close it out?
Do you want to?
I mean, I think we should.
Yeah. So what's the community challenge?
I would say, if you're watching this, this is a little bit preaching to the choir. But just try to intentionally be more empathetic to specifically students in JISD. That's something I can speak to personally. Just a lot of our students really have difficult situations. And so if you hear something negative that has occurred, certainly, you know, I'm not saying ignore that or dismiss it, but just try to have some context that a lot of our students definitely are in difficult circumstances.
Right.
And so there are going to be times where that flares up.
Right.
But just know that, and know that everybody up here is just trying to do a good job, and support us would be another one.
And just remember that we're all in this together. You know, we are all in this together.
Absolutely. So, all right. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for watching this episode of the Hallways Podcast. Stay tuned. We've got more coming. We've already got a few recorded that somebody around here needs to get edited. Once again, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Appreciate you, Mr. Trailer.
Hey, man. Appreciate you.
Love you, Mr. Trailer.
Oh, wait. I have a question.
What's up?
I forgot to ask this one.
This is like a movie where you don't leave early. You kind of
yeah, exactly. A post-credit scene. Who gives the best dap at Jacksonville High School?
I'm gonna have to go with my boy CJ Sally.
CJ Sally.
Yes,
does.
I'm okay. Gonna have to go with CJ.
I'm gonna have to test that next time I see him.
I guess because he's been around me a lot. He's already leaning. Like
normally, he's looking for it.
Yeah, he's looking for it.
He's walking out the hallway. He's scanning. Where's Cliff for the dap?
Right, and okay. He's already leaning in with the hug too. Okay. And all so right. He gives because you know I dap and then we hug.
Yeah.
And so
CJ Sally.
CJ
okay.
Sally. I gotta shout my boy
all right.
out.
Well, congratulations.
We gotta
CJ.
Have him on here.
So. You got me beat, bud.
Yes, sir.
All right. So all right. Once again, thank you for joining us on this episode. We'll see you on the next one.